From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Some key congressional Republicans are voicing opposition to President Obama's proposed $825 billion economic recovery plan in its current form. GOP Senator John McCain of Arizona.
The plan was written by the majority in a Democrat majority in the House primarily. And so, yeah, I think there has to be major rewrites if we want to stimulate the economy.
McCain on Fox News Sunday said he wants to see more tax cuts for both working Americans and for businesses. At least two Republicans will have to back the plan in the Senate to produce a filibuster-proof majority. In the House, Republican leader John Boehner says many in his party will vote no unless there are significant revisions. But Vice President Joe Biden predicts the legislation will eventually be enacted.
And I think the end of the day, after the Senate, to use Senate jargon, the House and the Senate go to conference and reconcile the differences, which will be very rapidly, I think you'll see a fairly strong vote across the board out of 535 members for this stimulus package.
Biden was on CBS's Face the Nation. On another topic, Biden said with more U.S. forces set for deployment in Afghanistan, Americans should be prepared for what he called an uptick in U.S. casualties there. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is condemning a U.S. raid which he claims killed as many as 16 civilians. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
Karzai said the U.S. raid in the eastern province of Lahman killed 16 civilians, including women and children. Karzai warned such raids are strengthening terrorists. His office said it has sent draft agreements to Washington and NATO demanding more Afghan control over Western military operations. The U.S. military has repeatedly stated that it killed 15 militants in the pre-dawn raid Saturday, including one woman with a rocket-propelled grenade. Officials say they have photos to prove it, but that they would not release them to the public. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Emergency crews are working to restore power and reopen roads following a severe storm that swept through France and Spain. Anita Elash reports.
The storm blew in from the Atlantic Ocean and brought winds as high as 110 miles an hour. It ripped the roofs off houses, toppled hundreds of thousands of trees, cut off train service, and left 800,000 homes without electricity. 19 people were killed, many of them in northern Spain. Today, French President Nicolas Sarkozy visited the worst-hit area in France around Bordeaux. He said he had asked the army to help bring services back to normal as quickly as possible. Helicopters were trying to locate downed power lines and dozens of generators were being delivered to old people's homes. In Spain, hundreds of firefighters were battling three forest fires that started after the storm toppled electricity towers.
Anita Elash reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is pledging to defend any Israeli soldiers who might face war crimes charges in connection with the recent Israeli military offensive against militants in the Gaza Strip. His comments come amid concern that some officers could face international prosecution over civilian deaths in the operation. The Palestinian Center for Human Rights says of the nearly 1,300 Palestinians killed during the offensive, more than half were civilians. 13 Israelis were killed, including three civilians. In Bolivia, voters went to the polls today for a referendum on a new constitution that would give the indigenous majority there more political clout and allow incumbent President Evo Morales to run for re-election. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Bogota.
Morales, Bolivia's first indigenous president, says the new constitution will expand rights for the country's 36 indigenous communities. The constitution would also give the state a bigger role in the economy while limiting the size of land holdings. But critics, among them former President Carlos Mesa, say the new charter could lead to more turmoil in the historically tumultuous country. Leaders in the richer eastern lowlands say the constitution amounts to a power grab for Morales. Indeed, the drafting of the constitution has been so controversial that it led to bitter recriminations and violent anti-government protests last year. Morales, though, has the support of most of the country's 9 million people, the majority of whom are indigenous. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
Gasoline prices have increased again, up just over 7.5 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. The average price nationally now for self-service regular is $1.85 a gallon. Highest gas prices were found in Anchorage. The lowest were in Billings, Montana. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.